Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, Grand Rising, everybody, and welcome to the show. We have Susan Essential Self-Care, and we have Dr. J.R. High today, and we're going to be talking about biohacking your sleep. Yeah, we need that. We all need that. And before we get started on the show, what I'm going to do is a couple things. One, if you have AirPods on or whatever, earbuds, whatever, clear your ears because I'm going to just clear the room with my Tibetan bells. So we're just going to clear energy real quick. Ready? Okay. All right. And then the second thing we're going to do is I'm just like to make sure that people know why I do this show. So real briefly, for those of you who have heard it 1,000 times, go ahead, get your cup of coffee right now. But be back in 30 seconds. So I was a bodybuilder, but I was a skinny fat person, right? Because I looked good, but my insides were not doing so hot. And I was in pain all the time. And one day at work, you know, a couple decades later, fell down, tore my rotator cuff, was misdiagnosed. Nobody ever did an X-ray to see, or any type of MRI to see if I had anything like a tear, which I did. And instead they said, the pain's all in your head. And that set the trajectory for the next 2 decades of being on different medications and really, really sick until 2013, when I almost died and became disabled. But I decided that was not what my ending was going to be, and decided to reinvent my life and reversed all the conditions that I had, which is about, I don't know, 20 plus different, 21 maybe different chronic conditions, including sleep apnea, because we're talking about sleep today, and went back to work, and here I am today. My goal is to, my mission on this planet is to help others with their health, and not just I have all the answers, but leading people to wellness, right? So leading you to people like Dr. JR, who is amazing. And so with, and I was just going to say, today's April 12th. So today's a really great day to manifest what you're looking to do. So, you know, back in 2013, when I went on disability, it was about 6 months after that that I decided to manifest what I wanted. So if I can go from this picture, so can you. So let's bring on Dr. JR. Here we go. Good morning, Dolly. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I had like 2 smoothies already. We added like a little bit too much water. So I'm like, okay, so we just get more water, but yeah, I'm drinking down all my nutrients. Just saying. So hopefully I don't have anything on my teeth. Just let me know.
You're looking good for my end.
All right. So your screen is really blurry.
It's blurry.
Mm-hmm. Your video is blurry.
How's that better?
Now you're frozen, but not better.
Not better.
Mm-mm. And it was interesting because you were fine in the green room. So let me just see. So I'm going to bring in the guys to
clear. My end, but I'm not sure.
I'm going to clear the energy in Dr. Heise's area, have his body vibrate, or cancel, have the technology vibrate at his current vibration level. Okay, it's clearing up.
Good?
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Okay, it's going in and out, but we'll work around it.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's one of the things that I do. When there's technology issues, you can bring in your spirit guides and ask that your technology work at your current vibration level. Because we're all frequencies, right? So, yeah, we'll check.
We're full of tricks.
Yeah, we are.
We like tricks.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. So I'm excited to talk about sleep this morning. I want to tell you that one of my favorite things to do, which I know is very near your heart, to help me sleep is acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I could be floating above my body when I do acupuncture. And even on the table. So people, if you're listening to this, I want you to forget about the needles for a moment, okay? Just let it go. And think about what you're going to get. When I was in Illinois, I used to do a lot of acupuncture. And during the session, I mean, literally my body would just kind of float above, like, you know, my energy body would float above my physical body. And 30 minutes of acupuncture was like a 10-hour, 12-hour sleep session. But you didn't know I knew that, huh?
It's a common sensation. It's true.
No, but you didn't know how much I loved all that. So just saying. You know. So anyway, so go ahead. So that's my endorsement of acupuncture. But go ahead. take the reins, would you? Because I'll keep talking otherwise. So there you go.
Acupuncture is one of many methods that has been used for sleep issues. It allows you access to sleep. It allows you quality of sleep, not necessarily a matter of quantity of sleep. And that's kind of what we're going to dive into today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sleep, we have been taught that sleep is of utmost importance.
Mm-hmm.
We've been taught that we need our 8 hours of sleep a night. We've been taught that you have to dream during your sleep. We've been taught that you have to have deep sleep. We've been taught all these things.
Sounds like programming.
It's a programming. It's definitely a programming. Mm-hmm. But there is a very big difference between sleep and rest.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that we don't need sleep. We need a fair amount. But we don't need sleep. What we need is better access to rest so that we can have quality of life. And that's the big difference. Sleep in itself is a method of rest. Sleep is a tool that we use for proper rest time. And what is rest if it's not proper maintenance of the human body? And by that, I mean the physical body, but also the mental body and the emotional body. We are made up of three bodies in this wonderful vehicle or temple that we call our actual body. When we have proper rest, we allow our wakeful life, our waking state, to have ease. And when we live our life ease, there is no room for dis-ease. Mm-hmm. And dis-ease is two words. It's breaking the word into two. It's dis-ease. It's no longer the ability to function with ease, with smoothness, with grace. And it's no wonder that we refer to someone who is diseased as no longer at the plane of existence.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I wanted to dive into today and give people the understanding of this difference between rest and sleep, and also how to access it, how to maintain that state throughout your, whether you are laying down, sitting, standing, or running.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think that, no, I know. I don't want to like dilute the message. So I actually don't sleep 8 hours, and I actually don't even sleep. I usually sleep 5, but I do make sure during the course of my day. And by the way, I never knew this distinction. So thank you for sharing. Yeah, that's a huge, huge share. And you are still blurry, so I don't know what's going on.
I see myself perfectly on my screen.
So let me take a look at us on YouTube for a minute and see how we look. Yeah, just kind of go on another platform, see how it's coming through.
All right.
Let's turn that off. So it's live. Okay, so you are perfect on, you're perfect on YouTube.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Great. YouTube likes me better today.
What's that?
YouTube likes me better today.
Yeah. There you go. So one of the things that I practice is keeping my body in rest and digest, right? And I'm constantly using my oils to support my body in vibrating high. So rose essential oil is involved in that because it's, the frequency of rose is 528 hertz, which is the frequency of love. So I'm slathering that on my body all day long. love. And I have someone close to me, I won't name names, but that person has a lot of anxiety and gets through it pretty easily when that person is asked or presented with something new. And that constant state of anxiety and stress puts that person in a situation, I've been told by them, that they need extra sleep. Programs, right? But
we have programs. We have, what is life? Life is constant movement. Without movement, there would not be life.
Right.
And in that movement, there's a lot of stirring of energies of the cosmos. I mean, the Big Bang, I think, was one of the biggest stirrings of our cosmos that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to our body. Our body is simply a microcosm of the macrocosm that is around us. So look at our circulation, simply our vascular system, pumping blood throughout our vascular system. Mind you, our veins, our arteries, our capillaries, they make up 3 times the circumference of the earth.
Say
it
again.
Is the greatest. Our vascular system.
Our vascular system, which is our veins, our arteries,
veins, and capillaries. Capillaries are the many.
Yeah, microcirculation.
They make up 3 times the circumference of the earth.
They make up 3 times the circumference of the earth. Holy
it is the greatest,
Batman.
It is the longest highway we know of on this planet, at least.
Wow.
So that's how much road our blood has to navigate on a minute-to-minute basis, on an hour-to-hour basis, on a 24-hour cycle.
That's a lot of work.
And then that's only one highway. We also have our vital energy that circulates throughout our body, inside and outside our body. We have cells that are duplicating constantly. Thank God for that.
Oh, thank God is right. Otherwise, how do you heal?
In fact, we are not the same person we were yesterday.
No?
On a physiological level, we are not.
Well, and, you know, since I started my health journey in 2013, well, I went on disability. I started getting healthy in 2014, right?
Mm-hmm.
So by 21, I had a whole new body.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
We have a caller, by the way. Do you want to answer a question now?
Sure.
Okay, let me take the call. So 312-671, we're going to take your call. So if you want to give us your name your first name and where you're calling from and what your question is, either for Dr. J.R. Jean-Raphael. I like to say your name, it has a ring to it. Or myself, you know. This is your time. Here we go. Let's see. Hello, welcome to Self-Care, the Female Solution.
We are in Yashalom, Grand Rising, and Hotel, as they say, which is a brand new day. This is Minister Robin Floyd Plump from Chicago, Illinois, and I was wondering you and the doctor know that that's the most important part of your life every night as we go to sleep and wake up a brand new day. Is that the most part of your life, because that's a life-changing time, and time is life, business, and money, and every day is, we say, God's will only, and, you know, that's the only reason why we are living.
Mr. Plump, what's the question?
The question is, sleep the most important time of the night or day?
So I'm going to let you take it. Go ahead.
So what I was saying earlier, it's a great question. What I was saying earlier is that sleep in itself is not the most important part of our life. It is only a method. It is only a tool to arrive to a state of rest. Rest is the most important aspect of our life. And there are many ways of resting correctly and adequately for our current state of mind or our current state, physical state, and for our current state of being. So that's the only distinction I want to make, is that sleep, although it feels great, sleep in itself is very different from resting. We're going to dive into that.
Okay. So glad we got you. So thank you, Minister Plump, for calling in. Do you have any other questions about that?
Thank you. Well, I just have a little statement to add, which is today is Tuesday, and this is known as the best day of the week for business, and this is a unity day. God
You're
bless
welcome.
You.
Thank you for supporting the show.
Thank you for joining
us. Grateful. Thank you.
So I wanna rewind a little bit to what I was saying earlier, if I may.
Yep, please do.
We have this constant movement. We have this constant state of movement and circulation inside our body, outside our body, in the cosmos, in the micro expressions of our soil. There is constant movement, and that movement is chaotic. Now, chaos is not a bad thing. We've denominated chaos as something negative.
I know I have. I know I have. No, seriously, I know I have. So help me understand why chaos can be something other than that.
Chaos is simply a stirring. Chaos is simply an active movement. When there is movement, it is chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it can still be directional. It can still have an end goal. It is the basis of our life. Let's take the example of the Big Bang.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Bang was a concentration of intense energy in the form of sound that then sparked a light which went bang.
Mm-hmm.
If that is not the most chaotic thing, then I don't know what is. Now,
okay,
let's go back.
I would also say what comes to my mind is divine intervention.
Mm-hmm.
So
for... let me take it a step further, Jody.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, thank you.
Subtle energy is part of consciousness. Mm-hmm. Those subtle energies are, we'll call it a divine nature,
okay,
or divine programming. Those subtle energies are peaceful. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking notes. So subtle energies are divine nature.
Subtle energies are a manifestation, mm-hmm, of our divinity, of our divine, of our source consciousness.
Okay.
Okay. When they manifest into physical form, that takes an immense amount of energy in order to spark that manifestation, that transformation,
mm-hmm,
from a subtle substance to a physical form. And that in itself can be a chaotic process. So that's the difference. That's the difference I want to make with chaos. Chaos can be disturbing. Chaos can trouble the waters. If that's a better way to describe it.
Yeah, for sure.
But it is not of the making, and does not have the end goal of being negative. So when we have this constant stirring, what is our circulation of blood? It's just constant pumping generated from the heart,
mm-hmm,
right? That has to circulate, like we said earlier, I believe 300,000 miles of road within our body. So that is this constant pulse, which is generating circulation. Now that might not seem chaotic to us, but if you are a blood cell that is being pumped and pumped throughout this highway,
yeah,
to that blood cell, that can be chaotic. So that's the difference I want to make.
Fair enough.
Chaos is not necessarily negative, but it's this constant stirring. It's this constant movement. What is the balance to that? If constant movement or chaos is young in nature, it's forceful, it's stirring, it's movement, it's strong vibration,
mm-hmm,
then the balance to that, the yin to the yang, is rest.
Got it. Got it, got it, got it.
Now are we on the same page?
Yep.
commercial already.
Sorry, it's what?
It's time for commercial.
It is. let's go to commercial. Give me a minute here.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing. Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on Quick Click. On Quick Click, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the Quick Click marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Click is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. Quick Click rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new Quick Link makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com. I am excited to announce that the BOD has been upgraded and we have new over-the-ears super comfy and safe headphones in blue for use with your BOD. They are adjustable and you can set the maximum volume. They're fully compatible with all 3.5 millimeter audio outputs and they're lightweight. We're so excited and they're so pretty. And in addition to that, we have a new carrying case. It is a knobby stonewashed canvas zipper pouch featuring the textured woven cotton design with the raised word hello on the sentiment. You will just love it. It's, like I said, it's zippered and it's ready for you.
We are back. Hello. Hello.
We're
and it's
back.
Ready for you.
More.
So we're still having a little bit of a technical issue because it's showing up on both YouTube and on StreamYard right now. So don't know why.
It's quality?
Yeah, it's blurry. Don't know.
No. I mean, I can change. I don't know if I could change the lighting around. I wiped my... My video camera. I'm not sure.
Check the chat.
Okay, real quick.
Yeah, check the chat. While you're checking the chat, I'm going to just kind of let you manage that, and then I'm going to share a few things that I like to do to support resting during the day. And resting doesn't mean taking a nap. Resting for me includes giving my body the ability to adapt during the day to all the things that come my way, the good and the maybe the not so good. So one of those things is innate response formulas. It's adrenal response. You're nodding your head. You're familiar with this one?
Yeah,
one
it.
Of my favorites. And it's got it's ashwagandha, which is the base of it, but it also has astragalus root, rhodiola. These things are, one astragalus is helping get rid of the belly fat, rhodiola, your immune system, holy basil, which is really great for reducing your stress levels. I actually give holy basil to my parrots, not parents, my birds, parrots. and there's more, but I take two of these. I take two of these in the morning. So it's not like it's putting me to sleep. It's just keeping me centered, right, and balanced.
I would recommend people, if they're going to add ashwagandha specifically as a supplement, I would ask them to find someone that can test them either through muscle testing or pulse testing or intuitively to possible sensitivities. Many people do not know or have never been tested for sensitivity or allergy to ashwagandha.
Thank
and it's
you.
Not common, but it's more common than most people than most people know.
So, Dr. JR, thank you. Mm-hmm. So, as you may know, Dr. JR, I'm going to ask you to go out and come back in.
Okay.
All right, and while Dr. JR is doing that, I'll share about my own food sensitivities, and then we can both talk about how we muscle test people for that. Right?
Perfect. Okay. Let me log out. I'll log it back in.
Yeah, thanks. So I did a blood test back in the day, actually 5 years in a row, and I they pulled like 5 or 6 vials of blood to see which foods or herbs cause inflammation in my body. And it's a test by Cell Science, LCAT. Now, I was having hives. I was off the charts. So for me, it made complete sense to do this testing. Hi. There you are.
I'm back. Are we good?
A little bit better, yeah, and certainly the noise is gone. So that's all good. So I was saying
I kind of like the cave effect.
What's that?
I kind of like the cave effect.
Nice, yeah, well, you know, after the show. So it's really interesting. I'm talking about I had 105 different food and chemical sensitivities, and I reversed them all. So I was having hives, so I did a blood test. But not everybody really needs to do that. I'm going to say, you know, if you have cancer, if you have some, you know, you're going to have your proponent for having a heart attack, yeah, do the blood test. It's worth it because you'll get results if you remove the offending foods right away, like right away.
It's important to note that food sensitivities or any sensitivity, whether it's a sensitivity or an allergy, are not lifetime.
No, they're not. And they're rooted in what?
They're not lifetime. So whoever tests you for this, even if it's through a finger prick or through a blood analysis, please redo the sensitivity test a few months in. Again, I reiterate, we're not just the person we were yesterday. We're constantly evolving.
Totally.
So those food sensitivities and allergies can be vastly different within, you know, 3 months, 6 months at a time. That's why when I put people on a specific food regimen for whatever case they're coming in for, we always retest for what the body requires most and what the body says, put this aside for the time being.
So yes, yes, and yes. So all about retesting. I did my test. I mean, I did this test 5 years in a row. And it wasn't until I learned how to reverse sensitivities and do muscle testing that I didn't need the blood test anymore. And mm-hmm. So I think that if you're, like I said, if you have cancer, you have you know, you're kind of near having a heart attack or some major thing, and your life is at stake, do the food sensitivity test. You need results. You need to know unequivocally, right then and there, exactly which foods are the offending foods, and get those out of your system fast. Okay, but if you have just a couple of things you think, you know, and you see Dr. JR, you see me, you know, we can guide you on that way. You can muscle test it, you know, and yeah, you absolutely. And I would go further to say for ashwagandha, I muscle for every single supplement that I take, because your body does change daily.
Mindful of your state of ease.
Your what?
Be mindful of your state of ease. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, there's something funky with the technology. I don't know what it is.
Hmm. Right. My room is cleared.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wonder if mine is cleared.
With the equipment to tap into. But what I wanted to say is be mindful of your state of ease. Your state of ease is the quality of your life. If you are in a state of dis-ease or disharmony, then please be very mindful of what you put into your body. And upon it, the first medicine to aid you in your journey to a state of ease where disease is no longer a vibrational frequency that you are vibrating with, the number one path towards that is rest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I wanted to go back to rest. I didn't want to cut you off, Jody.
No. So actually, I'm going to let you speak. I'm going to go get the girls.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're not cutting me off. Go right ahead.
Rest is a state of being where everything is smooth. Everything is ease. Look at this time that we are in right now. It's 7:43 on a Tuesday morning. If you are sitting down, look at how you are sitting. Are you comfortable? Is your physical body at ease? If you are sitting and, you know, you're having a little bit of low back discomfort, then maybe it's a good idea to have a soft pillow behind your back. Notice how your legs are in contact with the seat beneath you or with the floor beneath you, wherever you are. Rest should be part of the babies are back. Look at that. Part of our state of being 24 hours, 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm. Rest and digest.
When someone runs a race, I love this is the movement that came up, sorry. When someone runs a race and they stop, they just stand. Well, that act of standing is restful in comparison.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, come on up. Yeah, absolutely.
So going back to sleep, like the difference between sleep and rest. When we are sleeping, what happens to our consciousness? It is freed. It is liberated from, dare I say, the laws of physics. Why can we fly in our dreams?
Oh, why can we fly? Why can't we fly? Well, because they have the wings.
Why can we fly? Why can we travel? Why can we teleport? Why can we go back in time or into the future? It's because we are no longer restrained from the laws of physics.
Mm-hmm.
So
sleep, although our body may be, our physical body may be in a state of rest, laying down comfortably, sleep in dreamland is that much more energy consuming than being in a wakeful state.
It's more energy consuming or less?
It's more energy consuming.
Okay.
We are not restrained from the laws that govern this plane of like gravity. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of energy to fly.
Well, yeah. I mean, so when I astro travel, I'm working the night before, you know.
Right.
I'm exhausted when I wake up in the morning.
Exactly. When people dream, when people have this, or are very active in dreamland, is what I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of the time, they don't wake up in a restful state. They don't feel restful when they wake up.
Mm-hmm.
That consciousness has to dump a lot of energy to, again, flap your wings and fly, as an example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is why 8 hours of sleep a night is a standard that has been developed years ago by the medical association. And I'm not saying it's good or bad or anything like that, but I am saying it's not necessary.
So it's not necessary because if you can reduce your stress levels during the day, so that's what I would like to talk about now, is how do you reduce your stress levels during the day, you know, so that you can have that. What are some of the practices that you have? You know, I told you before the show, I have at least, 10 solutions over here to my right. Plus I wear my band. this is a PEMF device. And not only does it help with nutrient absorption and microcirculation, which we were talking about earlier, but it also grounds me with the earth frequency. So keeping myself grounded is another way of resting. And so if I'm wearing this all day long, I have a beamer too. You know, I'm a gadget queen. But the thing is, I have a beamer too, which I use, I have the opportunity to use twice a day. I don't use it twice a day anymore because I'm wearing my wearable device. I certainly use my beamer if I have something that needs like immediate attention. I use it more for acute care. And this is now I'm to the point where I can just wear this as maintenance, you know, like that. And so there are a lot of different ways in which we can support ourselves being present in the moment and not putting our body in a state of distress. So we talked about ashwagandha. I want to talk about something that's free, okay? So here's a great way to support putting your body in a state of, I would say, harmony. So let me pull this up for you. She says, good morning, JR.
Good morning, my friends. How are you?
She says, Uncle Dr. JR, it's so good to see you.
Organize your business your way, all in one place with HoneyBook. HoneyBook provides a bird's eye view of all your...
Okay. And I know this would be something that you would love. Okay. This is 432 Hertz music, and I'll show people where to find this. You can get this for free on YouTube. And 432 Hertz brings harmony to the frontal lobe. Okay. You just do that. And if 432 is your favorite,
favorite and you don't want harmony, let's move to love. So let me show you love. So let me pull that one up. And this is another way to allow for self-healing, self-care. Okay, and it's just processing. Okay, here we go. Here's the next one. Let me just share that screen. So this one doesn't seem to have an image. Don't know why. They usually do. I actually go to sleep with a lot of this music. We run it in the background. And sleep, you know, deep sleep is important to me. Getting a lot of sleep is not important to me. But I will tell you also, 528 is a frequency of love. And if you're having issues with having entities in the house, negative entities in the house, to be specific, this is a great way to keep them at bay. They don't want to be around the frequency of love, just the negative ones. Now, like my mom, you know, she's passed, and this won't keep her out, because she's a beacon of light. Right? So if you have somebody you want coming in, don't worry about that. They're still coming. So,
Since we're going to go on, I think, a commercial at 8, right?
Yeah, we have a commercial in 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Let's do a quick exercise.
Let's do it. Go for it.
If I can invite everyone that's watching this, or for future people that will be watching this. Just wherever you are, if you're standing, if you're sitting, wherever you are, just pay attention to your breath. You can have your eyes open or your eyes closed, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Just pay attention to your breath. Don't try to adjust it. Don't try to do anything with it. Just observe your breath. Where are you breathing? Are you breathing in through your nose, your mouth?
My chest.
Where are you breathing in your body? Where is the air arriving? Is it arriving in your throat, your heart, as your diaphragm? Don't judge it. Just simply observe where you're breathing right here, right now. This allows you to be anchored in the present moment. The present moment is a gift. That's why we call it presence in the first place. So just this act alone for a few seconds, 30 seconds, is all you need to bring your consciousness, to bring your awareness to the here and the now. And there is an expression that I love that states, when you are living in the past, you are depressed. When you are living in the future, you have anxiety. When you are living now, you are at peace.
Mm.
So
let's repeat that, because that's very profound. Okay?
When you are living in the past, you are depressed.
When you're living in the past, you are depressed. Okay?
When you are living in the future, you have anxiety.
So when you're living in the future, you have anxiety. Think about that. I want to just focus on that part for a moment. Because if you're living in the future, you have a fear.
of something happening or not happening, right?
You cannot be depressed about the future. You can only be anxious about the future. You cannot have anxiety about the past.
Because it already happened.
You can only be, exactly.
So the past, so you could have joy about the past.
Of course. But generally, I'm talking about the negative emotions.
I know.
That go with time. Mm-hmm. But when you are here, when you are now, you are at peace. And when you breathe, when you bring your awareness, your consciousness, to just pay attention and observe your breath, it allows you to be anchored in the present moment. And if you take it a step further, wherever you are, standing or sitting or laying down, imagine if your feet are on the ground, imagine, visualize roots coming out of your feet, just like a tree trunk.
That's what I do.
Roots generated from your feet that penetrate the earth beneath you. Just visualize this for a few seconds as you still pay attention to the rhythm of your breath. And as your roots penetrate the various layers of cement, soil, rock, diamond, visualize, send those roots down to the center of the earth. If you are sitting, then do the same thing with the lowest point of your pelvis. And from the center of the earth, from within your roots, bring that energy, invite the earth energy to penetrate your roots, to rise up into your body. Feel the shifts that your body is experiencing. If you don't feel anything, that's perfectly fine and acceptable. If you do, then be aware of how you feel. And now, come back, open your eyes if you wish, and share with us how you feel. This action is an action of rest. And when you are in this state of restfulness, then your necessity, your need for actual sleep is that much more shortened because your ability to be in the state of rest is elongated throughout your day. So your time of maintenance, which is generally referred to as sleep,
mm-hmm.
is done right here, right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of it. You can get the feeling, and we have a caller and a commercial, so, but you can have the feeling of 12 hours sleep, 8 hours sleep, you can name it, right? By doing meditation like we just did right now, doing
this is
acupuncture.
Form.
Huh?
This is a meditation in its simplest form.
Yes.
Many people don't know what meditation is.
Oh, well, this is what we just did.
That's why I did that.
Oh, for sure. So what we just did was a meditation. As a matter of fact, you and I kind of do it very similar. I'm doing a guided meditation, a recorded one, and we're pretty much the same on what we do. I have a few things I add on, and I'm sure you do too. But what you just experienced was a small glimpse of what you can do in like 3 minutes, right? 4 minutes.
When we come back from the commercial and the caller, I want to talk about meditation and why it is important to add as a regime for adequate rest so that you can need less sleep.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's, yeah, and I'm going to also add to that the place of peace. Because place of peace puts your brain in a theta state, a meditative state. And you do, and part of the place of peace is TEMF, and the other part of that is the BOD. And then a blend it with the oils and this 528 hertz. So it's like if you want to have focus and energy for the rest of the day and be able to, like, you know, knock it out, do peace. Whatever you can. All right. So let me, I'm going to stop that music real quick because I still have the 528 going on. And the caller we have, 706-202. We're going to bring you on right after commercial. Give me a minute here.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health.
With a Place of Peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
Okay, so we are going to take our next caller, 706-202. If you would tell us where you are calling from and your name and your question. Grand Rising.
Grand Rising, Jody. This is Kwame Sunhorse. I'm calling you from stolen lands. I'm calling you from stolen lands of the Muscogee Creek in Georgia. And, you know, a very interesting show. I came in kind of late and listening to your guests, and they're speaking, and you all are sharing about frequencies. Right now, today, you know, we're having a very powerful frequency happening above us, which is Jupiter and Neptune in the sign of Pisces. And this hasn't happened since 1856, and it won't happen again until 2188. Yep. These frequencies are inundating the human and everything on the planet. So what we're now getting is an energy charge that we as our evolution into this new dimensional shifting. These frequencies are to help us to make this transition to the next level of our evolution. And evolution is only the word spelled backwards. It says know what you love. And you were talking about the love frequency at 528. Nature's frequency is 432. But right now, the human frequency that I think your guest was speaking on is changes when things change above. And so we're having now, because it's the human frequency, the normal human frequency, because the human body is 7.2 or 7.5 frequency. So what we're looking at is this exchange, but what we have to be is in the right environment to receive it, because the EMFs that are in the you are banned from nature areas, which is the urban cities, has a great effect on the human, because when you are in a box and you're surrounded by electricity and Wi-Fi, your interference level is drastically infected. You're infected. So what we're having to do is create oases, our ancestors, spirit, and service, and coming back to the wood wide web. The wood wide web is not electrical in the sense of creation of artificial frequency. It is the natural frequency in which the human and the forest and everything on the planet evolves from. So we're looking at how do we come back to a balanced state, DI state, which is divine intelligence as opposed to artificial. Because when you make machines and you make things that emulate the natural, that's like going to Walgreens or CVS instead of going to the forest and seeing the real farm that you see is the plant relatives. So we've got to understand how we can come to balance what we're doing in our new evolution, because the strands of DNA have been amplified through this changing of the alignments. And what we're now looking at is from 6 to 12. And the energy in which we feed our DNA is very important, because if you're doing it with artificial, you're messing up your growth as a human. So I commend you on sharing these parts of the scale of consciousness. But even when we're scaling in the consciousness, we got to give our consciousness true sunlight, true moonlight, under the stars, in the earth energy. So I was just sharing that part. And I thank you for your guests and you presenting these methodologies to do these, but we have to look at how can we do this a natural and not unnatural.
So Kwame, amen. So first of all, thank you for calling in. Thank you for your wisdom. So let me address that. So first of all, I go to the mountains as often as I can, which is now, it used to be, Sundays alone, Sundays are always mountain days, right? Because you go to the mountain, they usually have waterfalls and streams, and it allows me to connect with God. And you're right, we need DI, divine intelligence, not artificial intelligence. And don't get me wrong, artificial intelligence being able to access the World Wide Web is helpful in our day-to-day activities for work, but being able to access divine intelligence through our physical and spiritual bodies is really all day long where the sweet spot is, right? Secondly, and I love that you called it the Wood Wide Web. Yeah, I don't miss what you say. Just going to tell you. I don't miss what you say because you're such a wise man, and I'm so grateful to know you. The other thing, the frequencies, the EMF, you know, here the reality is that these EMFs are not going away. And I know that there's these Facebook groups that are like, oh, you know, stop 5G, stop this. I'm like, people, you're not going to stop it. But what you can do is neutralize it. And Kwame, you're correct. So EMF does, it upsets the microbiome. It takes our body out of balance, right? And so then we can't be in harmony and be what Dr. JR is talking about, to be in rest, so that we can, you know, really show up as the best versions of ourselves. So I have a variety of ways internally in the home to neutralize the effects of electromagnetic frequencies. You know, that's another show, or you can reach out to me individually, you know, personally, to look at what those things are. It's kind of a set it and forget it. But the best way to neutralize the I wouldn't say it's the best. Well, it is the best way, but the problem is it's not consistent. Sorry. Okay, so an easiest way is to go to the woods, right, where hopefully they haven't infiltrated with, you know, the towers, the 5G towers and what have you. But when you're not in the woods, there's the same things that we're talking about to support rest happen to be the same things that support the body in neutralizing electromagnetic frequencies. So essential oils, which is the bloodline of the plant. And when I've gone out with my husband and done testing using the EMF, it's a meter. So it measures, and it's all on YouTube if you want to look it up on my YouTube channel, Tucson Essentials. But we've taken meters and we've measured the frequency, like say in front of a grocery store, or, you know, by a car that had just been turned off, or there was like the street lights that were near the car and near the grocery. It's crazy. It's off the charts. So the thing is, since we can't always be in the woods, I think it's really important. Where are you going? Because I'm going to take a rest. it's important to know what these tools are to support you while you're earning a living, and then after you're doing your day's work, go to the woods, right? Anything you want to add to that, Kwame, again? Sorry, I went on my rant.
Okay, and I thank you for sharing it. Yes, we have to be a part of the and being able to provide MONEY, but as I shared it many times, it says MONEY from John Rudolph Price's book, Abundance. It says my own natural energy yield. And understanding how we are as humans, we emit energy, and this is what is used by people to manufacture or to do what they do for their profitability. But in them using that and putting a person on time, that ties up that what we should be emitting. Same word, one spelled backwards, T-I-M-E, time, E-M-I-T, emit. And in being able to untie yourself from that part of your ability to emit your energy, it is most conducive to be in an environment, because trauma and environment creates distortion and addiction. And so what we're looking at is how can we minimize our addiction, and that would be to turn off the Wi-Fi, to put the phone on airplane mode, to put ourselves in an environment with less EMF as opposed to television on, radio on, Wi-Fi going, sitting on your phone. All of that interferes with your frequency. And the other part is the most conducive places that we can do some healing is in our bedroom. Turn off and sleep in darkness. Don't put your phone near you. Put it in another room. Be able to have your feng shui, your energy, your chi flowing, because that is the state of your subconscious, which is mostly what runs the human body. 90% of the subconscious runs to 10% of the conscious.
Yes,
so
it does.
We're looking at how do we use our energy, and we can control No, yes, we have to have this information highway. That's what it was created. But we also have a divine information highway. And we have to learn how, if you read Autobiography of a Yogi, you've seen how they did this, Carlos Castaneda. The different ancestors that wrote the pages to tell us that we have this ability to transmit and communicate without this artificial. But we have been so inundated and trained to think this is the only way to be. But what are we being? Because as a human being, what do we become with all this artificiality? Robotic.
Yeah. Totally. You know, I don't have my phone on most of the day. I have it on silent. And you might wonder, well, how do you get your messages? I mean, Kwame, I know you don't wonder, and Dr. JR, I know you don't wonder. But for the rest of you, I hear energetically when someone's calling me. So I just pick up the phone. So I don't have to have the phone ring, and I don't have to have constant pinging. And the people that need to get through or it's important, it gets through energetically. I pick up the phone, and I get it right, you know, I get to people, you know, like that. And I know that, actually, Kwame, I've been doing this all my life. You know, my mom, when she was alive, right? I would think of her, she would think of me, and then the phone would ring, right? I mean, we've all had that. But what you may not realize is that's your ability to communicate with somebody without a phone. And the truth of the matter is you can have an entire conversation and never pick up, you know, the telephone. Maybe not as fun, but it can happen.
Let me add upon that.
Please, please, please.
Balance is key. Balance is key to everything. In that state of balance, we have two choices. We can be in a state of torment, or we can be in a state of bliss. When we are in a state of bliss, we are in a higher state of consciousness. We are in a higher state, vibrational state, vibrational frequency. When we vibrate at a frequency that is of the highest, we'll call it, state for our well-being, these external factors have less influence to disturb our state. So you mentioned an oasis. Oasis comes wherever I am. Oasis is around me all the time, simply because I generate the oasis within. Let me give you an example. We have a great ability to travel through time called memory.
Mm.
So I invite everyone to do this eyes open or eyes closed, but go back in time to when you were young. You were a younger child, and it's your birthday. And you told mom and dad or uncle or grandpa or grandma that you really wanted this present for your birthday. You wanted a fire truck, as an example. Go back in time and see yourself with your present in front of you, beautifully wrapped with a nice bow on top, and you already generate this energy within your body known as excitement. You haven't even seen what's inside. But you know this present, it's there, I'm ready, and you open it, and you rip the wrapper open, and you open the box that's within, and you bring out the fire truck. What's the expression that comes to mind? That is bliss. And when you have bliss, no, that's an expression of bliss, I should say. That is an active expression of bliss, if you really want to put it in a category. But when you are in a state of bliss, you are vibrating at a much higher frequency. You are in a state of ecstasy.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and that state can be maintained throughout every single day of your life. If you choose to generate that bliss, that oasis, that ecstasy from within, when you are in that state of being, it has a domino effect. You politely infect those around you. When you are in a state of bliss, you carry oasis within. What happens when I generate a smile and I smile to you, Jody, or I smile to my neighbor or to my roommate or to a family member? And what happens when I offer a hug and I embrace them? Or in the healing arts, what happens when I take my hand and I place it upon an area to generate comfort and ease that is healing? So, yes, I will agree that certain frequencies disturb our waters, but we do not need to live in a state of being where we allow those waters to be stirred. We have gadgets, we have tools, we have toys, but we also have the most powerful machine upon this planet, and that is this. And what is guided? What guides this? Our consciousness. And what is consciousness if it's not the subtle energy that we talked about earlier in the show that can manifest and transform into the reality of this time and space?
Mm. Profound.
Could I speak to that? Because he chose to use the word I was saying, oasis, and I explained the part is OASIS. It stands for our ancestors' spirit in service. Our ancestors. We overstand how we are as beings and having being presented with things in which that causes the bliss. But there is a connection higher in being able to create the energy of what was. Thinking about water stirring. Water holds memory and consciousness. These are ways in which things are recorded for human consumption. That's why we want to drink clean and pure water. The water carries that energy of life and breath. Because of its evaporation, it turns into a gas that we breathe, and that gives us those energies of memory and consciousness of what has been. And so in being able to understand how we utilize energy, because this is what we are, as energy, as human beings. We're in a vessel that utilizes energy that we call life. And in us calling it life, how do we live in an energy that is not conducive to our creation, because it is not, it is artificial as opposed to divine energy. The forest is the first community. We are the last things created according to the Helios Biblios, the Holy Bible. the part that we have to understand. Everything was created in order that we need not. We need not, because everything is already here and everything is a part of us. That's why in our tradition of Native American, we say all my relations, I'm related to everything above and below me. So when I understand how to connect me back to my oneness with the universe, then I have an ability, because Rumi says everything in the universe is within you. When will you learn to use yourself? We are the ones we have been waiting for. Away from you are controlling you. So I'm looking at which way do you're born free, which way do you choose to be a slave to?
Mm-hmm. Great, great, great. Dr. JR, well, how do you want to respond to that?
I agree entirely, but we don't need to be slaves to anything. We have within our programming as the most sophisticated machine or factory upon this world, on this planet, we have this wonderful thing called will.
Mm-hmm.
And with will comes choice. So with regards to these technologies and the forward movement of AI and these frequencies, we can either jump on board ship or be left behind. Now, if we jump on board ship, we have a component, a factor that is very important and very unique to our being, to the human being, and that is the ability to adapt. We are the only being on this planet that has the most intelligence factors of epigenetics. And epigenetics are the genes that turn on and off based on your environment.
I want to just pause you for a second. I want people to really hear that. Epigenetics is your body's response to your environment, most of which you can control. Not all of it, but you can control it.
I will say this. I will open this for people to ponder on. We can control every factor of our genes.
Yes, yeah, all day.
We just need to learn how.
Yeah, and it's through, you know, I've launched this new campaign. It's a soft launch. I haven't put it on my website yet, but the graphic designer is working on it. It's the PR, right? Which is remove, right, interferences, replace with nutrient-dense foods, and replace with, let's say, elements that create harmony in the body, and receive the Word of God. Three R's. It's actually just that simple. People want to complicate all this stuff. It's not complicated. It's easy.
As I said before, we can live in bliss or not.
Or not. It's your choice in the matter.
But everyone has accessibility to this.
They do. And going back to your comment, spot on, right? We don't actually need all these devices. They are super, super helpful. But I didn't have any of these devices when I reclaimed my health. People, I didn't have any. What I did was I removed the toxic water. I removed the toxic foods. I didn't even have an EMF neutralizer at the time. Okay? So, I mean, I'm just trying to tell you that this is at your fingertips. And don't get me wrong, this stuff makes it easier all day long. But if you don't have the money for these things, you can do it without. What I did do is see a chiropractor. What I did do is see an acupuncturist 3 times a week. Okay?
If you seek balance and harmony, then search for it and ask. Call me, call anybody. But the point is, a doctor, a healer, a guide, a teacher, a protector, a person in act of service only offers 2 things, balance and harmony.
Mm-hmm.
The best doctor, the best guru, the best healer of technique, ABC 1, 2, 3, has nothing more to offer than balance and harmony. A doctor does not cure anything.
No, they don't.
An acupuncturist does not cure anything.
Sorry.
A healer does not cure anything.
Yeah, I mean, so like, and I want to add, I also saw my psychologist, because she gave me the, and you don't have to see a psychologist, by the way. You can watch on YouTube, but basically what she did for me was help me shift my mindset, which is like, you know, a majority of the battle. And so if you can't afford to see a psychologist, YouTube is free. Find people that will help you to shift your current way of thinking. And how do you know if you need to shift your current way of thinking? If things aren't going in the way that you want, time to shift your thinking.
This if life is not easy, you are in a state of dis-ease.
Mm-hmm.
So if you cannot reclaim your state of ease, please, I implore you, find someone to help you.
So reclaim your state of ease. Yeah. And so let me, we're going to run your phone numbers and everything on here. We're going to go to, and you said, how do you say your mom's first name, by the way?
Irama.
Irama. So thank you, Irama. I agree. Dr. JR is so profound. Nice. Thank you for raising him to be the amazing human that he is.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I can feel her heart going, woo!
Appreciate that.
Oh, she's a bright light. I can feel her
mm-hmm.
energy. Yeah, she's a bright light. All right, so guys, we're going to go to commercial. Hopefully you're listening. You'll run a couple commercials while I, take a speaking about biology and all that, I'm going to take a biological break.
Biological rest.
Yeah, biological rest. And so I'm going to find the longest commercial I can find here. Hold on. Okay, so I guess we're just going to do this one. And if Naima is not running a commercial, Dr. JR, you just take the show. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that with plant and energy-based healing.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
I'm not sure. I know that I asked Naima to run her commercial before, because Naima's on the show tomorrow. She talks about family, you know, Brooklyn, and let me just do this. So Naima talks about family relationships, and it's so important to tune into her show. You know, actually, I just want to do a call out. I am actually going to run her commercial.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
So Naima is so very wise. Okay, don't chew on mommy's earring. That would not end well. So, what are you doing? Okay. She got a little thwarted. That's all okay. So Naima is really, really wise and about relationships, people, harmony, with yourself, harmony with others, you know, healthy eating. And, you know, she's just a real gift. And she's also the executive producer for the show. And she's found a way to attract people who are like-minded, but also have a little bit of, everyone has like a little different slant about what part that they cover, you know. So just a shout out to Naima. And if you are listening today, feel free to, you know, catch Naima on Blog Talk tomorrow, same time, same bat station. Or you can also listen to her on Facebook. And I'm certain that she's on other platforms as well. I think you too. So go ahead, carry on. So we were talking about reclaiming the state of ease. And we were also talking about water. And I guess I want to, would you agree that water, I mean, water is the flow of life. And I forget what part of water is in our blood. It's a pretty high percent of, or in our bodies versus our brains, but it's significant. And then you want to consider the fact, so it's irrelevant at this point what percent it is, but you want to consider the fact that water is influenced by the earth and by the moon, and, you know, especially the moon, but it's influenced. And it's also the conduit to which entities flow into and out of our energy field. So finding a way to bring harmony to the water in our lives, since there's so much of it, is probably something we should explore. And I know that I've explored it to the point where I take selenite stick, which is the happy stick, right? And I put it wherever water is coming through into the home. I put it by my water faucet. I put it by the tub. I put it by the toilet, because, or where water enters into the home, right? You want to think about making sure you're bringing harmony, or making sure it has access to harmony, in the easiest ways possible to avoid disease.
Water is the giver of life. Water is medicine as a species. Water will be the last medicine we have as a species. Water makes up 70% of our body. When we properly hydrate ourselves, that is the second factor to sustain a life of ease, or also viewed as the second factor to reclaiming your state of well-being when you are in a state of dis-ease.
Mm-hmm.
First, rest. Second is proper hydration. Many people know me as someone who prescribes water, because I use water as a medicinal for patients that come see me. I'll give you an example. I have a patient years ago who was allergic to water. When he turned 17, he started having an allergy to water. So when water would hit his skin, he would develop hives. And he had this until we had a consult at the age of 55, where I gave him a specific dosage of water to drink first thing in the morning. This is a person that could not shower more than once a week because he would develop full body hives. He could not travel to areas that were warm, tropical weather, because his sweat would cause him to develop hives and be very itchy.
Oh, I used to have that too.
It's not complicated. It is possible to have an allergy to water. So I gave him a big dose of water to drink first thing in the morning. In 3 months' time, he was able to shower 2-3 times a week. In 6 months' time, he is now, to this day, able to shower on a daily basis with minimal itching. So if water is not one of the most powerful medicinals out there, how is it able then to treat a person that has an allergy to water? Water is the most powerful medicinal.
Hold on. But does he have an allergy to water? And I don't know. You're the one doctoring him. Or does he have a sensitivity to the toxins that are in our water.
Water. Water is the relationship you have with water. And that's what we helped him with regards to the specific dosage of water that he was drinking. The, you know, we always hear about drinking the 8 glasses of water a day. Well, depending on the person, that can be more or less. However, with all of the toxins in our environment, in our food, with the stress level that we live in currently with regards to work and social standards or whatever the case may be, with our relations, with all of these factors, our emotions, with all of these factors that generate toxicity within our body, a healthy individual should still properly hydrate themselves, because in a state of dehydration, what happens to the body? We become dry. And that dryness creates friction. And that friction not only applies to the body, the physical body, that friction applies to our emotions, our thoughts. That friction applies to our life. And if we are in a state of friction, we are in a state of dis-ease. Life no longer becomes easy. Do you need to drink 100 ounces of water a day? Not necessarily. Do you need to reestablish a correct relation with water? Yes. And that is in the water that you drink. That is in the water you use to bathe yourself. That is in the water that is within your body. All of that is a relationship that should be the best relationship you have. When you drink water, try this next time you drink water. Carry it in both hands. Thank it. Just say a simple thank you. Or you could even take it a step further and say, give it an I love you. A sense of gratitude. And when you drink it, be mindful of your drinking process. Bring it to your lips, entering your mouth, swallow properly. Last week we talked about the relationship with food.
Mm-hmm.
The same relationship goes with the water that you ingest. The water will taste different after you acknowledge it for what it is. When you shower, don't just shower and scrub your body. Don't just do that. Showering is a ritual. It's a beautiful ritual. You don't have to use soap on a daily basis. In fact, it's not recommended because we need that good bacteria within our skin. When you shower, you know, when you turn on the shower, think shower. Think the water that's about to hit your body. When you think the water and develop that rapport, feel the water cleansing your system. You don't even have to scrub yourself up. You don't want to. Allow the water to cleanse your body with ease and grace. When it cleanses your body, it doesn't only cleanse your skin. It cleanses your energy. It cleanses the day you've just had. It cleanses the night you just had if you shower in the morning. It can be used to generate comfort. It can be used to generate stillness in the sense of at the end of the day, you take a shower and it's your ritual that says, I'm done. I had a great day. Thank you. It could be calming, or it could be exciting when you do it first thing in the morning and you jump in a cold shower to wake yourself up.
I'm not jumping into a cold shower to wake myself up. But I've been sharing some images while you speak for people who are watching. If you're listening, you may want to catch the visual on YouTube or Facebook. Yeah, and looking at water before and after prayers, you know, one looks like the DNA, the structural DNA of the water has been harmed, and the other one is clearly a sign of beauty. And we actually, from time to time, and it's a practice I need to start using more frequently, is we have a beamer, and I can beam the water. You know, I can take the beamer and run the frequency on the water, and you feel more energized and you feel better. And the simpler thing is to say, to do the prayer over the water and say how much you love the water. And that is the most simplest way to do it. And then if you have a beamer, there's a lot of people that do, beam your water, you know, like that. And Vieta says, thank you for those simple routines with water. I took a hot shower with no soap. It's fabulous. Absolutely. And water is cleansing. So, you know, you want a clear energy. So water helps to clear that energy too. Zelda from Higher Learning Network TV show, she says, Grand Rising, beautiful people, water is the key to life. Even Fagala agrees. And Andrew says, an allergy to something that's in the water. So I think he's asking a question. You know, you never know. But the point is that, you know, I think the overall point is to
my mic's still open.
Use your body with care.
Let me, because I think we only have a couple minutes left.
Yeah, and I think Kwame was going to say something too. Go ahead. No, I mean, who wants to go first? You guys can.
Let him go ahead. You can finish it. He's talking on water.
Okay, go ahead. Dr. JR.
Oh, sorry. So, water can be a beautiful ritual that you gift yourself every time you hydrate yourself. Same goes for creating that internal-external space where you rest at night. So before you go to sleep, have some kind, and I use the word ritual. I'm not talking about some magical woo-woo aspect here. I'm talking about have a ritual to end your day. Have something that you do that says, you know, I had a great day. I'm done for today. I'm going to rest and start a new and better day tomorrow. Whatever technique you use, whether it's meditation, whether it's breathing, whether it's taking a hot bath or burning some incense, do something that tells your body, tells your mind, and tells your consciousness, I did exactly what I needed to do today. I'm done.
Yay, right.
And when you do this, you're going to have better access to your sleep regimen. And what I mean by that is that the quality of sleep, or I should say the quality of rest that you're going to get, is going to be that much more powerful. And you're going to feel refreshed and rejuvenated in the morning. So one is end your day, truly end your day. And I love the idea of ending the day with a positive note. So look, we're human beings. We sometimes have a bad day, and that's okay. Go back through the day and ask yourself, or recall in your memory, what was good about today? There's always something to find And the list is not as small as you think. Call your day. What was wonderful about today? What did I accomplish today? What were my surpasses today? What brought me a smile today?
Right. This is making yourself right.
Exactly. And recall those in your exiting regime of that day. And when you wake up in the morning, ease your wake-up process. Don't jump out of bed like a bat out of hell. Ease your way into the day ahead. When you wake up, your eyes open, correct?
Mm-hmm.
When your eyes open, slowly allow the light to come within your body. A great way to wake yourself up is if you're a person that likes to use the snooze button, is when you wake up, clap your hands a little bit. When you clap your hands, you get a nice little tingle on your hands, activating the nerve endings. And apply your hands over your eyes for a second or two. Keep transferring that vibration into your eyes, and you are giving yourself a vibration that is waking. When you finally sit up on your bed, wake up, sit there for this is 3 seconds, guys. Sit there. Smile. Sit there and smile, because that smile that you generate first thing in the morning sets the tone for the day ahead.
Oh, all day long. All day long. And Kwame, what did you want to end with? I know that you wanted to say something as well.
Well, and I thank him for sharing the insight with water, because I said earlier that water holds memory and consciousness. As a human, I was developed in water, in the womb of my mother, in the embryonic fluid, and was given to her placenta the mitochondria DNA, which what he spoke about, the epigenetics. And mm-hmm. It was passed through that process of me developing inside of a woman. And so for me, looking at, you know, and he even, I think his mom was even commending him, because that was a part of the creation that happened in her for him to be speaking to us now. What we're looking at is how this thing, in which I would recommend two books, which would be The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton, which is a cell biologist, and he teaches how to reprogram the genes. And this is what epigenetics is doing. In the field, this now science was something that was done by ancestors in interrelating with the human as to what are the things that you come onto the planet as your purpose. And then the other book I would recommend would be The Genie in Your Gene. In the genes is the coding. That's why I shared that Rumi said everything in the universe is within you. Because in our mitochondria DNA and Akashic record, it's activated by what you said at going to bed, and you were saying the ritual. That ritual is in the word spiritual. And in us being able to stay spiritually connected, we have to understand how to do that which keeps the spirit connected to the body. That's why we talk about mind, body, and spirit, because the spirit is what gave the energy to grow the brain, that the brain grew the body. All of that took place in the womb in water. So I'm very grateful that you've had the show, and I'm knowing that your listeners have gotten a wealth of information. I thought you, Dr. RJ, I think that's right, but
JR.
Dr. JR. Okay, JR. All right. I apologize.
Yeah, we love you how you are.
Yeah, so, you know, this is very important in beginning to understand how we can reprogram programming that we're in to stay and connected with the divine intelligence and our divine mind.
Thank you. So thank you. You know, we're at the end of the show. There's so much more I know we all want to say, and we'll have Dr. JR back on the show. And Kwame, I trust you'll be calling in as often as you are able, and we'll have you on the show sometime soon too. We talked about that last night. We're going to get a topic going. So much to talk about. And I just want to thank you, Kwame, for calling in. Thank you to Naima for supporting the show. Thank you to Zelda, our Monday morning host, and Vieta for supporting today. Thank you to all of our listeners. I know, Catherine, you've been listening. And I don't recognize all the other phone numbers, but we've had quite a few. Thank you to Tinkerbell and Fagala. And thank you, Dr. JR, for sharing your wisdom. Truly grateful. And actually, I want to say thank you to Sis Ansel, because without Sis Ansel, you know, like, you and I would not have met. So very grateful to Sis for connecting me to you, so that we can together share our wisdom with the world, and show all different types of ways in which we can do that. So
I appreciate you having me, Jody.
Yeah, and if anybody needs to get in touch with Dr. JR, his number is on the screen, which is 847-486-8000. He's at Be Optimal in Skokie. I also did put down in the chat the website. So beoptimal.com/JR Hyde. You guys want to take a look at his background. We actually don't have time on any show to list his entire background. That's how profound that is. But a doctor of, you know, traditional Chinese medicine, I mean, he's an acupuncturist. There's so many things that he does. It's crazy. And so if you are struggling with sleep, you know, Dr. JR does focus on helping people with sleep. It's a huge focus of his. And then, which we really didn't get to, and I think we can do a whole nother show on sleep, you know, there's a lot of different supplements that I support to use to get a deeper sleep, and then different supplements to have, you know, to help your body adapt during the course of the day. And as Dr. J and essential oil, and as Dr. JR said, you have to really be able to muscle test. He can do that for you. I can do that for you. And quite frankly, I teach you how to do that for you. So there you go, because you should be empowered. And with that being said, and my number is scrolling across the screen, please subscribe to our channel, the YouTube channel, follow Blog Talk, Female Solution, share this show, please, with just one friend. We would be grateful. And, you know, sharing knowledge is how we all grow. And so if you found this segment helpful, or any of our segments helpful, please share with a friend. We would be so, you know, we're so grateful for all of that. All right. So I'm going to run my ending here. Let's see.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much, everybody.
Mwah. Do that.